was finalized this week for development of the Hebron Ben Nevis offshore development. Determination and strength of conviction have been our government's guide. And today we are proud to present a tremendous agreement for the people of the province with a fair and a reasonable return for our industry partners. As a result of hard work and cooperation between our industry partners and our negotiating team, we have signed a historic MOU for this province, which will assist with the land of Labrador in achieving the economic self-reliance for which we have long aspired. Step by step, we are becoming masters of our own house. As we move forward with this negotiation, we were determined to raise the bar in terms of local benefits. Our goal in this negotiation was to go even further and surpass benefits to previous agreements, as we wanted to see the bar raised higher. We accomplished this through our negotiations, and the Hebron Agreement gives unprecedented local benefits in the form of equity and a new super royalty regime. One of our fundamental principles was to attain an equity position in the project, as we firmly believe that having a meaningful and real ownership of our resources will help us to achieve long-term prosperity. One component of the MOU is the purchase by the province of a 4.9% equity in the project at a price of $110 million Canadian. Given the extremely lucrative price of oil these days, with international projections seeing the price of oil remaining strong, we feel confident that this is a wise and a strategic investment in our province's future. In addition to the associated benefits of having an equity position, we have also negotiated an improved royalty regime for super royalty. This new royalty regime builds upon the existing generic royalty regime in that it offers new benefits for a high-priced oil environment. Based on current oil price projections, the total revenues for the Hebron development should exceed those of the previous two oil-producing projects in Newfoundland and Labrador. At today's oil price of approximately $70 U.S., assuming 2% inflation, total revenues to the province are expected to exceed $16 billion Canadian over the 25-year life of the project. In addition to revenues for the province, the federal government and our fellow Canadians are expected to enjoy more than $7 billion in revenues from this project at today's price. This is not to be underestimated, as it demonstrates once again the financial contribution that Newfoundland and Labrador makes to the country as a whole. Of course, another major benefit of taking an equity position means that our new energy corporation will now have a seat at the decision-making table and grow and learn as a partner in the development of our resource. The province will receive a new royalty of 6.5% of net revenues after net royalty payout when prices exceed an annual monthly average of $50 U.S. WTI a barrel. Additionally, the MOU will result in substantial employment levels. The project will proceed with a gravity-based structure, or GBS, similar to the Hibernia project. The GBS will be built right here in Newfoundland and Labrador. Government has maximized local benefits with this agreement. From the start of construction through to the end of oil production, Hebron will generate significant revenue and more fabrication tonnage in the province than either the White Rose or Terra Nova projects. Now, it will take several months to execute formal detailed agreements, and normal project sanction processes must take place. Once the formal equity, fiscal, and benefits agreements are executed, equity will be exchanged and partners will commence project activities. While details are still being finalized, front-end engineering and design, or FEED, could start within 18 months, meaning construction could commence as early as 2010. We all know that the road to this day has not been an easy one. However, I believe we can all agree today that it has been well worth the wait. There have been many critics and naysayers, especially from outside our own province. And I would say to those people today to never underestimate the determination and the strength of Newfoundlanders and Labradorians. We take great pride in what we have to offer the world, and that includes our natural resources as well as our people. And while we have always recognized and valued the role of industry in the development of our natural resources, we have also stood firm in our conviction that we must be significant beneficiaries of these resources. We are extremely proud today to join with our industry partners to prove what can be accomplished when we work together in a spirit of cooperation and good faith. We look forward to an era of consultation, partnership, and cooperation with our loyal industry partners. Our province is open for business, and we are confident that there are many more great things to come in our oil and gas industry. Most importantly, I want to thank the people of this province for the confidence and the faith that they have shown in their government. The people of Newfoundland and Labrador have largely been incredibly supportive of our staff. I believe this is because they firmly support the core value of our government, which is very simple. No more giveaways. This MOU proves that we can indeed succeed in ending the era of giveaways in our province while also providing fair and reasonable benefits to our industry partners. So, I thank the people for your support and your confidence. And I thank you, as I did during the Atlantic Accord negotiations, for your trust in our judgment. This is your day. We're proud to be part of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank. Well, this indeed is a great day for the province and for the people of the province in particular. Our government takes its role as stewards of our natural resources very seriously, and we believe has been demonstrated since we took office. Our oil resources are not renewable, making any deal to develop them a delicate balance between ensuring optimal benefits for the people of the province today, for future generations, and for our industry partners. We believe the memorandum of understanding we are announcing today achieves this. This is a great deal for the province. The Premier stood strong on the fundamental principles we expect in the development of our offshore resources. I'm pleased to be part of the announcement today that these negotiations were successful, as difficult as they were, and that a fair and reasonable return is coming to the province and to our industry partners in this development. For our fourth offshore oil development, we are getting an equity stake for the very first time. This means that we, through our energy corporation, will have a seat at the table with the other partners in this development. We now have an opportunity to earn a return on our equity investment, something we never had before. Provincial revenues from Hebron could exceed $16 billion over the life of the project based on the price of oil today. We will achieve greater employment, numbers with this protein that goes before the white rose, the last protein to come on the screen. With T-Brown, we have achieved significant and enviable local benefits. The gravity-based structure for T-Brown will be built in the province, and as much fabrication work as we can be reasonably accommodate at our facilities and by our labor force will be completed in the province also. The MOU signed today will see people working at Bull Iron and Marystown on the T-Burn GBS and topsides as we work towards first oil. It will breathe new life into our supply and service sector, which has been waiting anxiously for the development of our 4 Below program. It will provide spin-off benefits and generate new wealth and spending in many communities in this province. It will also see the proponents conduct supplier development workshops for our service and supply community to allow them to prepare for bidding and establish partnerships and joint ventures. The proponents will also contribute $120 million for research and development over the life of the project, pending board approval, including $1 million to the College of the North Atlantic and Memorial University to enhance skills training prior to project sanction. The Premier made it very clear that T-Brown would sit undeveloped in the short term and the deal was not in the best interest of the province. This deal is in the best interest of the people of the province, and it does signify a new era in the development of our oil resources. This is a very positive time in our province's offshore industry as we move forward to the development of this project. We have a strong and vibrant oil and gas industry in this province. The development of T-Brown will certainly bolster our local companies who have gained tremendous experience through the evolution of our industry and our first three projects. We have proven we can do quality work on time and on budget, and our work is world class. This is a tremendous opportunity for us to showcase once again what Newfoundlanders and Labradorians can accomplish. We look forward to working with our industry partners to produce yet another successful offshore program. Today's announcement is good news, not only for those directly involved in the oil and gas industry, but for every Newfoundlander and